I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Coming up, Indonesian Christians are sounding the alarm about a new law. Later, your prayers will help put a critical resource into the hands of young believers in South Africa. The details on that story coming your way in just a few moments. But first, a modern-day Daniel and the Lion's Den faces Christians in one region of Indonesia. Local partners of FMI say leaders in the Landak Regency, West Kalimantan Province, issued a new regulation last month. It requires all religions to follow animistic traditions in worship services. Bruce Allen with FMI says that means that prayers must be offered to nature, not to God. Break the rule, and you could be fined or expelled from the community. Although Indonesia's constitution guarantees freedom of religion,
that's a piece of paper. Even though it's on paper, doesn't mean that there aren't challenges at the very local neighborhood level.
Christians have a strong presence in West Kalimantan province. They account for more than a third of the Muslim majority population.
So there has been incredible fruit in this area. There's got to be some spiritual warfare going on.
So pray as FMI and local believers respond to this regulation as worshipers of the one true God.
Number one, for their courage and willingness to not compromise. And then number two, for wisdom for the Christian leaders to know, okay, how do we as a group of Christian churches advocate on behalf of our church members?
Next, Syria remains in the headlines thanks to clashes between government forces and the minority Druze. Evacuations began as a shaky ceasefire holds. Over 1,000 people have been killed since fighting erupted last week, Samuel of Redemptive Story says.
Before the conflict, there was significant movement among God's spirit in that space. Lots of house churches meeting together, growing together, studying God's word together, and sharing with their neighbors. A lot of that will be stopped for this season.
But who exactly are the Druze, and what do they have to do with believers?
The Druze are a religion that is Gnostic, which means only certain leaders within that religion have the whole understanding of what they believe as a people. And that recently has opened them up to connection with Christians and to see a movement of God's spirit take place among the Druze.
Syria's new leaders aren't friendly to religious minorities. Active conflict puts believers at an even higher risk.
Known believers in Jesus from the Druze community will then face potentially additional persecution from the Sunni government, as well as the Sunni Bedouin community.
Ask the Lord to encourage and empower his followers in Syria during this tumultuous time. And finally, a massive youth conference in South Africa became the launch point for a powerful scripture outreach thanks to World Missionary Press and its local partners. Earlier this month, over 7,000 young people from across South Africa gathered at the Kwazi Sabantu Mission for a week of worship, teaching, and spiritual renewal. One of the speakers, Dr. Peter Hammond with Livingstone Worship, brought more than just a message. World Missionary Press's Helen Williams says,
they passed out 2 tons of World Missionary Press gospel booklets in Zulu to this mission in time for the youth conference.
2 tons or 4,000 pounds of gospel booklets couldn't come at a better time. Christianity is growing across South Africa, but traditional churches are shrinking as young people fall for the prosperity gospel and so-called Christian cults. That's why it's critical for this generation to get their hands on biblical truth.
Only the Lord can do all of this, lay out this plan of distribution and us taking the money that is sent to us and the prayers that are given for us. And we just print them and then we send them. And the whole plan just amazes me.
If you want to come alongside World Missionary Press, you can find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
This is what our people in various countries do. They don't just sit on it. They don't just wait for someone to call. They find these opportunities and they get the material out into the hands of people.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR 360. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.